The Yotzel HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem, after the Kohen Gadol finishes the Matanos and the Heichal, so he goes out to the Mizbeach, which is Lifnei Hashem, Zem Mizbeach HaZohav, Hisku Mechate V'Yored, and he begins to Mechate V'Yored, he begins to make hazos on the Mizbeach HaZohav, on each of the corners of the Mizbeach HaZohav, and then on the middle of the Mizbeach, the surface of the Mizbeach. Mehechan hu maskil, where does he start from? Mikerem Mizrach is Shlonish, from the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, Shlonish Maravis, then he goes to the northwest corner, Maravis Dromis, then the southwest corner, and then the Dromis Mizrachis, then the southeast corner. Mokom shu maskil b'chatas al Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mishom HaYagomer al Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where he makes the rounds by Achatas, the place that he starts there, he finishes over here. Rav Elezer Omer, Bimkomo HaYo'amed u'Mechate. He didn't walk around the Mizbeach and to go from corner to corner. He stood in one place. It was a small Mizbeach. And he made the hazos from where he was standing. The alkulah hayinosi milmato lemala. In each place, he did what's it called milmato lemala. He made the hazor, the nesina on the keren from bottom to up. He smeared the blood from the bottom upwards. Chutz mizu shayes lefanav shayinosi milmala lemata. And since he was standing one place, the corner that was closest to him, he did from top to bottom, because if he did it from bottom to top, he'd get it all over his sleeve, the dam. He's al tarosh mizbeach sheva pamim. After he put dam on each of the corners of the mizbeach, he made seven hazos on the surface of the mizbeach. The shiori hadam hayeshofa hayesod marovi shom mizbeach achitzon. And what was left of the blood, he poured on the yesod of the outside mizbeach, the western yesod. The shel mizbeach achitzon hayeshofech hayesod dromi. Anything that was left over on blood that he's supposed to sprinkle on the outside mizbeach, not on Yom Kippur, stam, blood that was sprinkled by him from achatos on the outside mizbeach, the remainder of the blood, they sprinkled on the south yesod of the mizbeach. Here it was the west yesod. Eilu ve'eilu misarvin ba'ama, the blood then would go down into the sewer, the Yotzin l'Nachal Kidron, they would go out to Nachal Kidron, the Nimkorim l'Ganim l'Zevel u'Mo'alim b'Hem. And they were sold for fertilizer. But if they didn't buy it, in other words, they weren't poda it, it was, you had Me'ila. It was Mo'el Midrabonin. Midrabonin, there was Me'ila in this blood. Okay. Zem Mizbeach HaZov, the Il Mizbeach HaChitzon l'Avet Ne'Hashem Hu. He put the dam on the inner mizbeach, because it says, HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem. The mizbeach that's Lifnei Hashem is the mizbeach of the Ketores in the Heichel, not the mizbeach HaOla, which is outside the Heichel. Hiskel Mechate V'Yored, Mishun Dispirele Lahai Tana, Hakofa Beregel. This Tana holds that he had to walk around the mizbeach and not stand in one place and put the hazos without walking. He had a Hakofa Beregel, he had to walk around and put the dam on. We'll see, then the other man, the Omer in the Mishnah, holds he stood in his place and just, reached out and made the hazos on the four different chronim. The Omer in the Gemara, the Gemara explained. The chol matana matana haisa bekeren shilafana v'samachlo. And therefore, each matana he did on the keren that he was then standing in front of. It was right next to him. The tzarech lite mamala lamata. Therefore, since each keren that he put the blood on, according to the one that he walked around, was right in front of him, he had to make the matana from up to down, not from down to up. Because if he did it from down to up, it would, come onto his sleeve. It would roll back, the blood would flow back onto his sleeve. So he made the dam from up to down, that's called mechate. Shehamizbeach gavo amasayim. The mizbeach was 2 amas high. The Efsher Litzadeh Roshi Atzbosav Lamata Velosi Samatana Bekeren Milamata Lamala. He couldn't therefore put his hand, his fingers downward and put the thing up, because then he would get his sleeve dirty. The Al-Korach of Rashi Etzbos of Lamala. His hand will be up to you like this, and he made the Matana upwards. Downwards. Just the opposite. Downwards. Kushu nosing be'etzba keneged chudashal keren, v'nosing matana aruka meshucha, im moshech milmata lamala hadam zov l'toch beis yad ksona shalom. Now, if he put his hand facing this way, and put the matana from down to up, then as he put the blood up, his sleeve would get full of blood. Historically, therefore, what he had to do is put the matana from up down. Nokat l'shon mechate v'yorei. Mechate l'shon yoridahi. So Rashi learns mechate means to go down. Kidam rinam v'menachos nosei ola u'mischate. Right? Ola u'mischate. Mischate means to go down. And then the others say that mechate, the Ritva holds, mechate means to be metahir. It's like l'shon sagi nohar. To take away the chate. So he's metahir the mizbeach by putting the matana. The Rashi learns the word mechate means to go down. Makom shumaschem mechates al mizbeach hachitzon, dehainu bekeren dromis mizrachis. When he made the matanos on the regular chatas on the outside mizbeach, he started by putting them on the southeast corner of the mizbeach. Kedisnan deizu mekoman shom gomra mizbeach avinim. Here he finished on that keren, and we'll see why he did that the opposite directions in the Gemara. The time of Miriam Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer Lohaya Makifa Baraglav. Rabbi Lezer holds he didn't walk around the mizbeach, and therefore he wasn't standing next to the keren that he was putting the dam on. He was reaching out towards those kerens, except for the one he was standing in front of. Shari Kulo Enu Ela Amma La Amma Murubas. The whole mizbeach was only an amma by an amma, so he could reach to all areas of the mizbeach from one spot. The Kivin Shein Shlosha Kronos Smuchaslo Yocholite Mumata Lamala. Therefore, the three that weren't exactly close to him, he could put the matana on from down to up, because his sleeve wasn't mamish right next to it. His hand was extended, and therefore sleeve was far away, and he could make the matana from down to up. Chutz mizu, except for the one where he was standing right in front of that keren. Shehu omeid etzlo sheilafana. That one was right in front of him. She etzlo litzadid roshet sposav lamata el lamala. There he couldn't put his fingertips down. He had to put them up and go from up down. Instead of down up, the tzarich limshach hamatana mamal lamata shemoshcha milmata lamala hadam zov l'tov beis yad kusnaso. Not the blood would drip into his sleeve, but that was only one of them, the one he's standing in front of. All the other three that he reached out to, he could put from down to up. He's al taharo achar shigomer matnos akronos maza olav sheva pamin kedasid he's olav min adam. Taharo mefarsh gemara. What's taharo means? The upper surface of the mizbeach. But the gemara explained why it's called taharo shel mizbeach. Shel mizbeach achitzon shiori dam chatos achitzonios. The regular chatos that was brought on the outside mizbeach, the remainder of the dam hayeshofech hayesod dromi. They poured on the south yesod of the mizbeach. The time mefarsh gemara. And this one was poured on the west yesod. Elu ve'elu. Any dam that you poured on the yisod of the mizbeach, whether it was a chatos chitzona or these chatos pnimi, right? So dripped from the yisod onto the floor of the azara, and from there they went into the sewer, the amma, that took them outside the Azorah. Misarvin Biama, Silon Shem Azorah is a pipe, an open pipe, like a drain, that's a better word, not the drain. Chayotzi L'Nachal Kidron. That drain went out to Nachal Kidron, and they collected the blood there, and they sold it to Gananin, Bali Ganos, people who had fields and gardens as fertilizer. Umoalim Bohem, Yeshu Yisru Lehonis, Blo Dom. If they didn't pay for them, then there was Me'ilam and the Rabbanan. Tana Rabban, the Yotzal of Mizbeach. He went out from where he was, he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and went to the Mizbeach. Matamad Lomar, Omre Nechemia, Lefisha Motzinu, Bepar Habal Kola Mitzvahs, Shekoin Omeid Chutzal Mizbeach, Umazal HaParoches, right? When the Kohen came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he went, in front of the Mizbeach, and he made the Matanas, towards the parochas and the heichel. Okay? Why does it say the yotza, right? He goes out, the yotza la mizbeach, because Rabbi Nechemya said, because by a regular par habah kol mitzvahs, that you make the hazals also in the heichal towards the paroches, right, seven times. So the kohen there stands outside the mizbeach and sprinkles the blood over the mizbeach to the paroches. B'shoshu maza yochol abzekein. I might think that over here on Yom Kippur he does the same thing. He stands outside the mizbeach and sprinkles the blood towards the paroches over the mizbeach. Talmud lomer v'yotza el hamizbeach. He goes out till the mizbeach, but not past the mizbeach. So he's standing between the mizbeach and the parochas. And that's where he makes the hazor. Heichan ha'yo lifnim min ha-mizbeach. He was inside, he was westward from the mizbeach. Not outside the mizbeach. Not east of the mizbeach. And therefore it has to say, v'yotzal ha-mizbeach, el ha-mizbeach. He goes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, and stands between the mizbeach and the parochas on Yom Kippur. Whereas with other chatos, pnimios, he stands outside the mizbeach and makes the hazor over the mizbeach. The par helim dover shel tzibur. What's it called? Where they made a mistake, and Sanhedrin made a mistake, or whatever. And that par was also a chatos pnimi, and they make hazor seven times. The kohen had to make the hazor seven times towards the parochas. Tanya idach lifnei Hashem, ma Talmud lomer. Why do you say lifnei Hashem? Omrav Nechemya, lefishimatzin v'par v'sorshim atzikurim, shekoyin omen lifnim min hazmizbeach, umazal parochas. Right? Why is that to say by par, helam dover, that hazmizbeach lifnei Hashem? Why over here? Because by the par of Yom Kippur, we know the coin stands between the mizbeach and the parochas. Umazal parochas. B'shosh umazal yochol abzekein. I might think by par helam dover also is the same thing. That he stands between the mizbeach and the parochas. Talmud lomer mizbeach ketoris asamin lifnei Hashem asher biol moi. No, by par helam dover it says he sprinkles by the mizbeach lifnei Hashem. Right, he's not lifnei Hashem. Mizbeach lifnei Hashem. They ain't coin lifnei Hashem. The mizbeach is lifnei Hashem, but the mizbeach is between him and the parochas, not him between the mizbeach and the parochas. He stands outside, east of the mizbeach, and is mazeh towards the parochas to the west. Rashi. Tana Rabbanan, Hachi Garsinan, Lo B'Toras Kohanim. The Yotze El HaMizbeach, Ma Talmud Lomer, Omer of Nechemya, Lefisha Matzinu B'Par HaBoa Kol HaMitzvahs, Shu Omeid Chutz LaMizbeach, Umazeh LaParochas, B'Shoa Shu Mazeh. By Par HaBoa Kol HaMitzvahs, the Kohen sprinkles the blood seven times towards the parochas, but he stands east of the Mizbeach, and does it over the Mizbeach. Yochel Afzekein, I might think on Yom Kippur he does the same thing. Talmud Lomer, V'yotza El HaMizbeach, Heichen Hoye Lefnim Min HaMizbeach. Right, where was he standing? Inside, west of the Mizbeach, not east of the Mizbeach. Tanya Iduch, Lefnei Hashem, Ma Talmud Lomer, Omer Rav Nechemya, Lefisha Motzino V'par Yom HaKippurim, Shu Omeid Lefnim Min HaMizbeach, U'mazel HaParoches. Right, V'shoa Shu Mazel. Right, it says by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, that what's it called? That he's Maza Lifnei Hashem. What's Lifnei Hashem? Not the Kohen, but the Mizbeach. Because I might think you do the same thing there as you do on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen stands west of the Mizbeach. Right? Yochalav Zekein, Talmud Lomer, Mizbeach, Ketoris Asamim Asher Lifnei Hashem. The Ain't HaKohen Lifnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem, not the Kohen. And this is also the same thing by Par Kohen Moshiach. A Kohen, what's it called? Also, makes a mistake, is a whole Mora for himself, right? So he brings also a Par, and it's, what's it called? The Dam is, Muzan, the Parochas, Lifnim, same thing, right? There, that's where that Pasuk is said. Hamizbeach Lifnei Hashem. V'hachi perusha de tarvayu. So both of them we learn that in the case of the par, what's it called, helam dover shel tzibur, and par, kohen mashiach, you don't do it like Yom Kippur, where the kohen stands west of the mizbeach, but you do it where the kohen stands east of the mizbeach. V'yotzo le mizbeach, matam ablomar, hoye lo lichto v'chipro mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. Why does it have to say the yotzo le mizbeach by Yom Kippur? You could just say he's mechaper on the mizbeach. Matam ablomar v'yotzo, Amr Nechemya, Fishamatsin, Par Kohen Moshiach, Upar Ho'eda, Shakoin Omid Chutzon is Beach, Shumaza Hazor Shal Parochas. We know that by these two Parim Hanisrofne, Parim Pnimium. In other words, you shech them outside, and you bring their, and you burn their basar outside the machane, but the hazos are done inside, not on the mizbeach achitzon, but they're done towards the parochas on the inside. The eno omi ben mizbeach leparochas kiriktani b'hach idich brais lekamon. And we know that since it says mizbeach lifnei Hashem, that he doesn't stand between the mizbeach and the parochas, but he stands outside the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is lifnei Hashem, but the kohen is not. Tavid Lomer, that's why by Yom Kippur it has to say v'yotze el hamizbeach lamadnu shadashav hayomim bifnim min hamizbeach. That v'yotze el hamizbeach means that until now when he was maza on the parochas, he was standing between the mizbeach and the parochas. And now he goes out towards the mizbeach. He's going now out towards the mizbeach, not in towards the mizbeach. Tanya idach gabikar par koin Moshiach lifnei Hashem. Mar Talmud Lomar lichto v'nosan akoin ben adam al akarnos mizbeach toras asamin. Yodei ani shehoi lifnei Hashem. Why does it say the mizbeach haktoras asher lifnei Hashem? I know the mizbeach is lifnei Hashem. Mar Talmud Lomar lifnei Hashem mizbeach lifnei Hashem. They ain't called lifnei Hashem. Tell me clearly, the mizbeach is lifnei Hashem, but the koin is outside the mizbeach. Hamizbeach machzik bein akoin leparochas b'shas matan akarnos. The mizbeach separates between the Kohen and the Parochas when he puts the dam on the Mizbeah. Shehizah Parochas Bosomai Minatz Mohoya. When he sprinkled it by the Parochas, it was the same time that he's putting the dam on the Kronos. So when he sprinkled on the Parochas, he did it over the Mizbeah. Shari Lo Nemri Yisiyah Ben Asayim. Over there, by those Parim, it doesn't say that he goes out again. Right? By the Yom Kippur, he does the Hazos on the Parochas before he goes out to the Mizbeach. Lamadnu shoya omid chutzul Mizbeach umasa. Therefore there, he does all the hazos on the Mizbeach and on the Paroches from outside the Mizbeach. On Yom Kippur, he makes the hazos on the Paroches from inside the Mizbeach, and then he goes out and makes the hazos on the Mizbeach from the other side of the Mizbeach. The hazos on the Mizbeach are from the east of the Mizbeach, but the hazos on the Paroches are from west of the Mizbeach. It doesn't say in the pasuk Asher Lifnei Hashem. It says Lifnei Hashem. The ikal of Meimur Danesina Koy Vakoy Lifnei Hashem. Doesn't say Asher Lifnei Hashem, meaning that it's going back on the mizbeach. It could mean Lifnei Hashem, the Kohen standing Lifnei Hashem. So Ef Shalomar came. Shari b'par ho'eda Neimur Asher Lifnei Hashem. By par ho'eda it says Asher Lifnei Hashem. Even though by par Moshiach it says Lifnei Hashem. The al korchach hamizbeach koy. And that one surely is going on the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem. Not going on the Kohen. V'avodashneim ha'yeshavim. Therefore, since we learn par helam dover shal tzibur and par Kohen Moshiach one from the other, since it's clear that the Lifnei Hashem is going on the Mizbeach by par Moshiach, it's clear that it goes by par ho'eda also on the Mizbeach and not on the Kohen. Okay. Go on. Tanu Rabbanan. Hischa mechate v'yored. Tanu Rabbanan, Hiskel Mechate V'Yorid Meheichon HaYomaskel. Which Keren does he start with? Mikerem Mizrachis Dromis. First he starts with the southeastern corner, then the southwestern corner, then Maravis Svonis, then the northwestern corner, and then the northeastern corner. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva holds, the order is. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mikerem Mizrachis Svonis. No, he starts with the northeastern corner, not the southeastern corner. And then he goes to the northwestern corner, then the southwestern corner, then the southeastern corner. Makom Rabbi Yossi Aglili Maskul Shom, Rabbi Akiva Posik. The place where Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds you start, that's where Rabbi Akiva holds you end. Mamish, the opposite order. Makom Rabbi Akiva Maskul Shom, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Posik. The place where Rabbi Akiva holds you start, that's where Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds you end. The Kulei Alma Miha Bahu Karen the Pug of Aresha Lo Ovid. But everybody holds that the Karen that he comes to first, he doesn't make the Matana. He goes to the next Karen. We'll see in one second what that means. My time, Omer Shmuel, the Omer Krov, the Yotzal HaMizbeach. Adenofik Mikulei Mizbeach. He has to go and pass by the entire Mizbeach before he can start making the Matanas. So now let's see Rashi explains what it is. Mehechan maskel mikerem mizrachis dromis kesavar The reason he starts there is because Rabbi Akiva holds that there were two parochas. And the outer one was opened on the south side. So when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he came out on the south side, right, the southwestern side. Okay? That's where he was. Kedisnam Masnisim. Kshiyotrim Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Derech Adorum, he's on the parochas. So he stood in the south and sprinkled the blood. Now, some say that doesn't mean he actually stood in the south, because he had to stand in the middle, Bein HaBadim. But the Badim were wide, so he stood on the south side of the middle. That's what it means. Southern, towards the Badim, right, but the south side near the opening. Others say no. He went from the south opening, walked to the middle, and made the Hazos, but since he came out the south, he went back to the south before he went to the Mizbeach. But others hold he didn't do it mamish in the middle of the parochas. He did it between Bein HaBadim and... This thing went off, okay. And what's it called? Yours is on, yeah? Okay. Okay. And what's it called? And he, was southernly, more south towards the middle than middle. South middle. That's the... Okay, in any case, so he was, when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he made the Hazos and the Heichal, he was on the south side. And therefore, the Kishihishlin, when he finished the Hazos on the Paroches, Balo Lemizbeach, Lidromis Marovish, he Rishon Lelo. So the first corner he came to was the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Vishom Loayanosin. And there he didn't make the Matana. Why? Because it says Vyotzal Mizbeach. He has to leave the Mizbeach. Walk away from the Mizbeach. So he can't do it where he is. He has to walk to the other side of the Mizbeach and start from the southeastern corner. He fit the southwestern corner first, then he walked past the Mizbeach, and the first Karen that he hit after that was the southeastern corner. He's still on the south, now he's on the east, away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vishom lo hayinosin, I mean, come on, the bein of Yotzah, nothing mikulam Mizbeach. So he walked past the Mizbeach, and now he was facing towards the Heichal, and the Mizbeach was between him and the Heichal, between him and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he was Mazanel on that Karen, the southeastern Karen. That's the first one that he got to after he walked past the Mizbeach. The Choser Derech Small of Maravi Stromis. Then he goes to his left, to the, what's it called, southwestern corner. Okay, he's now at the southeastern corner. Now he goes to his left to the southwestern corner. L'kamen porach leket derechimin. The question asks, why does he go to his right? Why does he go to his left? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Sober Lok Rabbi Yossi, the Masnisan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Holzek Rabbi Yossi, the Omer Lohaisa Shomel Porochas Achas, who proopam in Atzotha. He also was only one parochas and was open on the north. So when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he made the Hazos to the Heichal on the north, either the northern middle, or he came back to the north after he went to the middle, Bein HaBadim. Ukshigomer matnos pnim, v'yotze derech hatzafon, poga tchila v'tzvonis marovis mizbeah. So when he came towards the Mizbeah, he hit the northwestern corner first, not the southwestern corner. V'sham lo nosa, not shiotze, bodo mizrachi tzvonis, v'nosi shom. And he didn't give on that matana because he had to first go past the Mizbeach, right, and go to the east side of the Mizbeach. So the first corner he got to was the northeastern corner. Right? The no Saint Sean, the Chozol Itzfonis Marovis Derechamin. And then he went to the northwestern corner to his right. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, two things were different. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the north, so therefore he did the northeastern side first, even though he passed by the northwestern side, but you don't do on the Karen until you go past the Mizbeach. So he did the northeastern side, and then he went to his right, to the northwestern side, and then around. According to Rabbi Akiva, he came out on the south. So he didn't do the southwestern side, but he got to go past that to the southeastern side, and then he went to his left, and went around to the left. The Kulei Alma, the Gemara doesn't explain all of it. The Kulei Alma, the Kulei Alma Miha, what?
When did he do the Hazos on the
Beit Shemesh? Going to about everybody, the same thing. He did the Hazos first.
He didn't come to the south then.
What? No, he had to come to the middle. Either he did it from the north middle or south middle. Either way. Came to the middle either way. Okay. Mihu, Bahu, Betulei Alma Miha, Bahu Karen, the Pug of Arashalo Ovid. Everybody holds that the first Karen that he hit, either the northwestern or southwestern one, was not the one that he started with. My timer, Omer Shmuel, the Omer Krav, the Yotza Elamizbeah, Adinofik Mikula Mizbeah. Right? Until he passed. He had to go it from the other side of the Mizbeach, the eastern side. So until he passed by the Mizbeach, he didn't start making Hazals. According to Rabbi Akiva, why does he go towards the left? He should go to the right. Maybe they're arguing in what Rami Bar Yecheskel said. The Omer Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, Omir Ashneim Asar Bokar, the Yam, the big mikveh that Shlomo HaMelech made, stood on 12, statues of Bakr. They were the stands, the supports of this mikveh. 12 of them. Shlosha ponim tzafona, 3 faced north. Shlosha ponim yama, 3 faced west. Shlosha ponim negba, 3 faced south. Ushlosha ponim mizracha, and 3 faced east. The hayom aleha milmala. The chol achoreihem besa, and their backs faced inward. Their faces faced towards the four directions. Chol amarita shekol pino shatapona lo yu ela derech yamin lemizrach. That's lemizrach. We'll see. Doesn't really fit over here. From here we see that the order that it went around was to the right. Hirashi the kulei alma. Everybody holds you don't make the first matana on the first Karen that you hit as you come from the west. Either you hit the northwest one according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili or the southwest one according to Rabbi Akiva. And that you don't start with. Right? So the Gemara says, because it has to be the Yotzal Mizbeah. Now the Gemara says, why according to Rabbi Akiva don't you go to the right? Why do you go to the left? Lamer Rabbi Akiva Shemakif was small, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Makifli Min, but the Rami Bar Yecheskel come here. Let's say the Machlokis, whether you go to the right or to the left, is they're arguing with Rami Bar Yecheskel if all the time you go towards the right or not. Obin al Shnemos or Boker, Biyam Shon the Choshes, Shaosta Shlomo Ksiv, by the big mikveh that was made out of copper that Shlomo HaMelech made, it was supported by 12 statues of Boker. Shlosh upon him, the first one is Shloshim Ponim Safona, right? 3 of them faced north. Mikra Zem Molne V'Holif Derech Yamin. It's a pasuk. And the pasuk goes from north, then to west. So north to west is going towards the right. Right? If you're standing facing the north, and then you turn to your Bechara, if you're facing north, and then you turn to your left to west.
No, if you're facing north, no.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you're facing the other way. You're facing, then you're facing south. If you face the other way. Chara, it's the opposite.
You're facing the north part of the
opposite. You're facing towards the yam all the time. And you move to your right.
What?
You face towards the yam all the time and you move to your right.
So from the north, you go to the west. Okay. Okay. One second. Mona v'holich derech yamin hamakif imhaya uba mitzafon lemariv. If you're trying to go from north to west, umimariv ledarim, and then from west to south, umidarim is, and then from south to east, right? Derech yamin makifa. So you're going to your right. Yeah, right. You're going, if you're standing in the north and then you want to get to the east, you have to go to the west, you have to go to your right. And then if you want to go from the west to the south, you go to your right, and so on. Yeah. Okay. Derech yamin lemizrach, lo shayich lemasni hocha lemizrach. Here we're not talking about mizrach. There, elu mesecha zvachim, the maisi lo lahomas nisa, and zvachim brings this brisa, ala kevesh. It's talking over there about the kevesh. Where do you turn when you go up the kevesh? To your right, is to the east. Shehu Bedorim. The Kevesh is on the south side of the Mizbeach. So when you go up the south side of the Mizbeach, you're going, what's it called, north. Because you're going from the south side up the Kevesh towards the north. And then when you turn to your right, Beha'olalo pona liyamin lemizrachu pona. You turn to the east, which is to your right. There it means you turn to your right, which is east. Over here it doesn't apply, right? It just means you turn to your right, whichever direction it is. All over where it brings this brisa, it mentions Mizrach, even though it only applies over there by the Kevesh. Okay. Tamara says no. Lo, the Kulei Alma issue of the Rambam. Everybody holds the Rambam Yerushalmi says that when you turn, you always turn to the right. So why over here do you go to the left? The argument is Mar Sover Yalfinim Pnim Michutz, Mar Sover Lo Yalfinim Pnim Michutz. One holds that the din of Rami Bar Yechezkel only applies outside, in the Azorah, because that's where the Yam was. So whenever you make turns in the Azorah, you do it to the right. But inside the Heichel, that doesn't apply, and therefore you go to the left. Rabbi Akiva noyed lo yolet pnim michutz, iboy hochi navid. Right? Lechora, even if Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that you have to go to the right, but you don't have to go to the left, so why can't you do it either way? Why does Rabbi Akiva hold bedafka the left? He may not hold bedafka the right, but why bedafka the left? Omer lechora Rabbi Akiva, midina bahu keren depoga bereisha bahu ovid. Bereisha. Really? Ein mavir nala mitzvahs. You should start with the Karen that you pass first. But you can't do that. Because it says, v'yotzo l'mizbeah. You have to pass by the Mizbeah. So therefore, you start with the southeast corner. But you really should start with the southwest corner. Right? Domer eish lakish, shein mavirin la'mitzvahs. V'amai lo ovid, mishum d'chsi v'yotzo l'mizbeah. Ha'dinof n'yukul l'mizbeah. V'kivin d'yoy, bahu Karen, ha'der osi la'hu Karen d'ichayiv l'mesu b'reisha. Therefore, you come back to the one that you should have done first, because ain't mavir ala mitzvahs. They bring a raya from here, that if you were mavir ala mitzvah, you go back to where you're supposed to be. If you, by mistake, you passed over the mitzvah and did the wrong one, you go back to the one you should have done. And others say, no, that's wrong. That's not the case. Where you did the wrong one and you passed by farfala. But over here, that's the order lechatchila. In other words, really you should do that one. So we're holding that one in abeyance until you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of v'yotzol mizbeach, and then come back to this one. You're not going back to it because ein mavir la mitzvahs. You're going back to it because since the halacha was you have to go v'yotzol mizbeach, go back to that one and start with that one. But if you were over on the mitzvahs wrongly, then you don't go back to the one that you skipped. Now you continue the one that you did. Rashi? No Rashi. So that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva holds, really, you should start with the first one, which is the southwest corner. You come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you did the Hazos and the Heichal, and now you continue to the Mizbeach. You should do southwest, because ain't Mavir no Amitzis. But you can't do that, because you have to have Mekayim V'yotzol Mizbeach. So you do the southeast. But then, since the southwest should have been first, you go back to that one, and that's Derech Samal. And he holds you don't have to go Derech Yamin, because that's only outside. In the Azorah, there's Halacha of Derech Yamin, not inside the Heichal. But even though you could go Derech Yamin, there's a reason why over here you go Derech Small to go back to the one that you should have started with.